okay, everything's good. They don't matter. Okay. Yeah, no. They know they don't matter. Okay, so I didn't send you the emails ahead of time, right?
We did not, no.
Okay, and is that how you would prefer it?
I prefer any way you want to do it. I don't need to be prepared. I'm all right living in the moment.
You're an easygoing guy. You're a laid back guy.
Yeah. I'll do whatever.
Okay, I'm gonna introduce you. These listeners, they are familiar with the man named Jinx, and he's not here today. You're replacing him.
Okay.
You've got some big pants to fill.
I don't know if I can replace him or anything, or fill in a spot. I could do my own thing.
No, you didn't know this was a job interview? I'm actively trying to get rid of him. Yeah. Yeah, I'll send you the contract. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Accidental Life Coach Podcast. I'm Gary. He's not Jinx. It's Tony. Tony, what's up?
How's it going? Happy to be here.
Yeah, we're pretending like we have not been talking for 2 minutes already. So it's awkward. But I'm doing fine. How are you? All the way over in, where? Chicago? Midwest? Someplace?
I am. I'm right outside Chicago. About 15 minutes down in Brookfield.
But no one ever says that, though.
Yeah, it's like nobody gives a shit about this place. We have a zoo. That's all we're known for.
You're known for your zoo?
Yeah, we're known for the zoo.
All right, well. You gotta be known for, so, like, I tell people I'm from L.A., I'm a long, long way from L.A., but nobody knows where the fuck Visalia is. And then I have to explain to them.
What town are you from?
I'm from a wonderful place called Visalia, and no one knows where that shit is, so I just tell them L.A. because that's the closest big city to me. They don't they don't sweat the details. Also, why do you care? Why does anyone care? Tony, have you ever been on a podcast before, Tony?
I was working on a failed movie, and I did a podcast, and now it doesn't matter because the movie never happened.
What was the movie?
I did a podcast once.
what was the movie called?
This is a feature-length fan film that we were doing. So, this was about a year ago. That's how I met, I don't know if you know who Vincent DeFanti is. He's done Never Hike Alone. He just did The Spirit of Haddonfield. Really cool guy. I met him through this Friday the 13th podcast. He was working on Never Hike Alone. I was working on my thing. This happened because he's awesome and, you know, his movie's good and my pile of shit never got through.
Yeah, well, don't feel bad. Most piles of shit never get through unless it's a Fast or Furious type. Most movies don't get made. I'm confused how any movie gets made, to be honest with you.
I am too.
Okay, so you have experience in the podcast world. Do you have any experience in the life coaching world?
You know what? I've given advice to my coworker. He's a heroin addict, but he's okay now. He's okay.
And he's okay because of you and your words.
Well, yeah. You know, because he was thinking about going to church. And I said, you know, you don't want that bullshit, okay? I can give you some solid advice. And, you know, next thing you know, 2 days later, he comes back and he's on cocaine now, so he's upgraded a little bit.
Well, you got to take, it's baby steps, Tony.
That's what I told him.
Yeah, you can't go cold turkey. You have to work your way down to cold turkey, and I don't know why cold turkey is a suitable replacement for heroin. I really don't.
So maybe he's gone from heroin, cocaine, maybe next could be ecstasy, marijuana, cigarettes, and, I don't know, maybe vaping after that.
Yeah, vaping's where you want to land.
That's what I told him.
Yeah, vaping's we got a couple vape companies who are a sponsor for this show. So it's just, yeah, we'll get you some sweet merch, some swag, Tony. I'll send it your way.
Sweet.
All right, you ready to get this started? You ready to change some lives, help some people?
I am. I'm pretty excited. I listened to last week's episode and I was dying. So I am super excited for this.
All right, he's super excited, guys, as am I, as you should be. Okay, so as we do every episode, we start by going to the Yahoo Answers. Are you familiar with Yahoo Answers?
I am familiar with them.
Have you ever answered one of the Yahoo questions?
No, most of them are fucking stupid, but they're funny to read.
Yeah, most of them are fucking stupid, and that's why it's a big part of the show. All right, here we go. Let's jump into it. Yahoo Answers. Question number one. Tony, what are you doing to prepare for Hurricane Michael Myers?
Well, I'm not doing anything because I don't live in Florida. Wait, did you say Michael Myers?
Yeah. What are you doing to prepare for Hurricane Michael Myers?
Hurricane Michael Myers. Oh, that's...
Stupid, right? Yeah, very, very dumb.
Yeah, it's very stupid. I guess I'm going to see the movie.
Now, you are a...
Hurricane Michael. No.
Full disclosure, you are a bit of a film critic, a movie reviewer, if you will.
I like movies. I wouldn't call myself a critic. I'm easily entertained. If the movie doesn't bore me, I probably recommend it. Because I'm stupid and I like stupid movies.
So you're the stupid. So you like an Ernest movie?
I'll watch an Ernest movie, or if it's if it's Patrick Swayze practicing Tai Chi by the lake water and beating up dudes while he's a bouncer at a club. That's my type of movie.
Have you ever seen Fatherhood?
I have seen Fatherhood.
It's my favorite Swayze.
It's interesting. Mine's obviously Roadhouse. I don't think anything could ever replace that.
I'm good for any movie that features a throat rip.
Yeah, that's the most iconic scene in the movie. They even they steal that in MacGruber.
I remember seeing MacGruber and liking MacGruber, but I can't tell you one single thing that happens in that movie.
You should revisit it. It's a very underrated film and a great Val Kilmer role.
They're all great Val Kilmer roles. Anytime you get your hands on a little Kilmer, it's a good day.
I thought he died, actually. He's getting so fat, he's like eating himself to death. I'm like, that guy's gonna die soon.
Do what you gotta die doing what you love, Tony.
True.
That's how I want to go.
Maybe we'll play Batman again. You can probably play Batman better than what they're doing now.
What's the word on the new Batman? Who's Batman now?
You know what? I just read recently a new article that Paul Rubens is up for the role of Batman.
Pee-wee?
Yep.
That can't be true.
It's an adaptation of Batman Beyond.
Is this an animated thing?
No, it's 100% real.
I think you might have the internet from 1992. I don't know if you're completely up to date with your news stories. Paul Rubens is an old man now, and he's still Paul Rubens. Let's make no mistake about it. Listen, I'm not shitting on the man, okay? I love the Paul Rubens, but I don't know if a 65-year-old Pee Wee Herman is the right choice. May not be. Wouldn't be my, Hashtag not my Batman, Tony.
Well, Matt Reeves, I guess the story is Bruce Wayne gets caught masturbating in an adult movie theater.
Yeah, you know what, somehow this comes up more than it should, but I'm going to defend him again. He was jerking off at the jerk-off theater. Everyone looks at this motherfucker like he's a pedophile. He's a host of a child show who was jerking off at one of the designated jerk-off spots. He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, technically, legally, he did, but still.
You can't get mad at anybody for being lonely, either.
I'm jerking off right now.
Do it two or three times a day.
Yeah, you have to. You have to release some of the stress and pressure that comes along with doing a podcast no one cares about. Anyway.
You're just ahead of the game.
I am ahead of the game. You know what? I take it all back. Let's put him in the bat suit. Why not?
Exactly.
Wasn't he in one of the Batman movies already?
You know what? Was he in Batman Returns?
I don't know. I think he was, whichever one had the Penguin, I think he was in that one.
That's Batman Returns, yeah. He was in that.
Double roles.
He played the dad. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Mr. Cobblepots, or whatever?
He did.
Yeah, see?
That's weird.
It's all connected. Okay, so to answer this idiot's question, board up your windows, I think is what we were trying to say.
Yeah, just board up your windows.
Yeah. All right, question number two. What are you fed up with? This guy, oof. This person, this nameless, faceless moron wants to know, what are you currently fed up with, Tony?
You know what I'm fed up with? Every time, you know, in Chicago, you're close to LA, so you have better fast food restaurants than us. We may have pizza, we may have, like, Italian beef, hot dogs, but that bullshit, doesn't matter. But when it comes to burgers, there's not really a place that I can go to around here, except McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, you know. And Wendy's seems to be the top dog. Every time I go there, it's quality. Throughout the past 3 months, and they keep doing it, and they're making the same mistake that Burger King's making. They're putting too much mayonnaise on my burger. I'm not a big fan of mayonnaise. And that's currently what I'm fed up with.
So you're fed up with the excessive use of mayo. That's what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay, I mean it's a weird hill to die on, to be honest with you, but I can see where that would irk you. I'm a fan of the mayo.
Sometimes they add a lot of mayo and they still put it on.
All right, well, let me ask you this. When you go to the Wendy's, do you get a Frosty?
Yeah.
Do you dip those fries in the Frosty? Well, you got it figured out. You got life. What do you think about people who don't do that? And you can judge them. You know what? You know what? I'm fed up with that. I'm fed up with people who have fries and a Frosty right in front of them that don't combine the two. That's what I'm fed up with right now. That wasn't what I was fed up with before you mentioned it, but now I'm fucking fed up with it.
It is, with all the things going on in the world and people choose not to do that, it is kind of heartbreaking.
You have happiness right in front of you, and you choose to ignore happiness. What's wrong with you? Also, I'm fed up with the fact that I need technology to survive, yet technology does not work. If you could see, you're on the phone, you can't see it, but if you could see how I'm recording this podcast right now, your nose would bleed. There's so many steps involved. I've got the phone that you're on right now is taped to my fucking driver's side window. I've got another phone that we are using to record this podcast with through an app balanced on a steering wheel right now. All because one piece of technology decided it was done for the day. Didn't want to work anymore. It's terrible. That's what I'm fed up with. Yeah. But you know what? Unlike technology, Frosties never fail.
No, they don't. They never fail. They're always there for you. People cry and moan that they're depressed and tired. I just tell them, you know what? Don't take that medication. Don't cut your wrist. Go to Wendy's. Get a Frosty.
I'm not here. Oh, see, I'm not like Tony. I'm not going to take away your options. I'm saying before you cut your wrist, just try a Frosty.
Yeah.
If you still feel like ending it, I'm not going to stop you. But get a Frosty first.
We should be like Moscow. Do a live recording of it.
Yeah, get some YouTube followers before you fucking go. All right, question number three. If the sun dies, would the moon die too? Now, this is the idiot we were talking. These are the idiot questions we were talking about. If the sun dies, would the moon die too? I'll let you take this one. You're a big fan of science.
Yeah, that was my favorite subject in high school.
Yeah.
I failed it. I failed chemistry once. That's totally different, though.
Well, I mean, you could still be a fan. You could still like something you suck at. Like, I like having sex. I don't know about you, Tony, but I'm a big fan of, like, fucking, right? Yeah. I'm not good at it. Not the best.
Sure.
Not the best, but...
You don't have to be good at something you like.
I'm a D student. I show up. I brought the required equipment. But I haven't read the manual for some of it. So what say you? First of all, how would the sun die? What do they mean by that, do you think? How would the sun...
I don't know.
Do they think it's
what,
like...
I have a theory. Maybe North Korea,
uh-huh.
This guy gets pissed off one day. Maybe he's playing basketball with Dennis Rodman and he beats him. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to go fucking nuke your country now. And, you know, something malfunctions, goes wrong. He shoots that shit up to the sky and blows up the sun. That's possible.
Yeah, but I think it is possible, but I think this person, whoever wrote this question, I think they're convinced that, like, the other side of the sun is the moon.
Yeah, that's impossible. That's stupid.
Yeah, they're dumb. I'm going to go ahead and answer it. Yes. If the sun dies, The moon probably dies because we're all dead, right? I mean, how long could we go without the sun?
True.
Yeah, probably a couple of weeks, and then let's just say, yeah, sure, the moon dies. Question number four. This is the dumbest one yet. Remember that moon question, how dumb that one was? Well, here's a dumber one. Question number four. Why can't Japanese people use toilets?
Why can't they? You know what? I saw this thing, and I'm not sure if it's Japan or,
If it's weird and toilet related, trust me, it's 100% Japan.
Okay. I saw a picture floating around. I don't know if you've seen it. It's this restaurant, probably not Japan, where these people are shitting and eating at the same time.
Don't ask me why I know this, but it is called the Modern Toilet Restaurant in Taipei, Taiwan. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how they can do that.
I mean, they're an efficient people, Tony, and they know that they're going to have to eat. Two things they have to do throughout the day. They're going to have to eat. They're going to have to shit. Why not? Two birds, one stone. Why not shit while you eat? Constantly refueling.
It's going to be unbearable in there, though.
I don't know. I've been to certain fast food places where it seems like that's what's going on. Yeah, they have a whole toilet. They have a whole toilet menu over there. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they have something called poop meatballs. You can order that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and you can get some emoji poop shaped dessert foods, and they have got some. But here's the thing, though. It's popular amongst tourists. So even though, like, we're perfectly good here in America, destroying and ruining everything here, we also like to go abroad sometimes and ruin some of their shit. And because I'm convinced that all tourist locations throughout the world, they just exist because Americans are stupid.
Oh, that's without a doubt.
Yeah, I don't... Okay, so to answer your question, stupid, Japanese people, not only can they use toilets, but they found a way to capitalize on the use of toilets. They made a restaurant out of it. You're stupid.
Exactly.
All right, you want to get into some emails and help some real life people?
I want to help some real life people.
Okay.
Exactly.
In addition to seeking out the dumbest of the dumb from the Yahoo Answers, we also have you guys, the listeners. Send me email because you think me and Jinx, and in this case Tony, you think that we're qualified to help you with your shitty lives and turn everything around for you because you need a bailout just like anybody else. So you send us the emails, and I've got four right here from some people in need. Are you ready, Tony?
I was born ready.
Okay, now here's the thing. I ask nicely. I don't ask for much, but I ask nicely that if you're going to send an email, also tell me where you're from. I enjoy reading that. And some of these assholes, they didn't do that. And they're going to...
We can guess where they're from.
You know what? This is why you're going to replace Jinx. Jinx has never offered that. This is why. This is why you're here.
Sweet.
Yeah, watch your back, Jinx. I know you won't listen to this because you're not on this show and you couldn't care, but watch your back. We got Tony. If Tony ever loses his job and he's got some free time opening up in the week, you're out of here, buddy. All right, here we go. This is from a guy named Austin. I'll throw it in there. Dear Gary and Tony, my girlfriend and I have been together for 11 years, and she has been pressuring me to pop the question. I want to do something special. Any suggestions? Thanks, Austin, from Austin. I think that might be a lie, but I like saying it.
What if it's like Zombie Land, and he's just using the term? What if that's not his name? What if he's using the town he lives in as his name?
Well, I mean, if I needed to turn to complete strangers on the internet to solve my life problems, I wouldn't give out my real name either.
No, me neither.
Yeah, his name's not even Tony, guys. This is Chad. We're on the phone with Chad right now. First of all, she's pressuring this guy to pop the question after 11 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long, yeah, she's not, I don't think she's pressuring. I think she's circling dates on calendars and sending him text messages throughout the day. That's 11 years.
Yeah.
So what say you?
They live with each other, too.
It sounds, first of all, why if it's not broke, why you gotta fix anything? It seems like they're doing the Goldie Hawn Kurt Russell situation. They don't need it. It's just paperwork.
She's hooked up right now, and I feel like she's ruining it.
Yeah.
And she's at fault here.
She's rocking the boat. She's rocking the love boat. Are you a married man? Are you a married man? Do you have a do you have a boyfriend, girlfriend? What is your situation, Tony?
I am single. I just got out of college, about to go right back in, so I'm not worried about any type of dating at all.
So what you're saying is you're single and you are not yet ready to mingle.
I'm not yet ready to jump back in there. I'm gonna ride solo for a little bit.
Okay, all right. So he's on Tinder, is what he's saying, guys. That's a.
I'm on Tinder, and the funny thing about that though is it's the most bullshit app ever. I would never take it seriously, and I feel bad because I just go on there and I fucking troll all these wonderful ladies on there that really want to go meet real dudes and go on dates and have a lasting relationship, and I'm just asking stupid questions like, "What's your credit card number?"
One of them is gonna give it to you though. I mean, that's... One of them will give you their PIN number.
They take it for flirting. They're like, oh, well, I can't give that to you. If I could give you my phone number. I'm going to call the phone that I wanted. I just wanted to do a little funny bit here, but whatever.
To be fair, though, they're on the Flirt With Me app. So you can't hold it against them that they think you're flirting.
That's true.
Yeah, don't hate on these women. They're just trying to find love. They're not all as lucky.
I'm not hating on them at all.
Well, you were hating on them. I sensed a little bit of hate. You can, we'll agree to disagree, Tony, but I feel like you were hating them.
I'm just going to do my best Andy Kaufman, just see how long I can take the bit.
So you're going to wrestle him?
In his case, he took it to the gate, yeah.
Fair enough. I'm still waiting for him to come back. I don't think he's dead. I think it's all a ruse. So he wants to do, this Austin guy, he wants to do something special when he pops the question. What are your thoughts on these elaborate, romantic, over-the-top proposals?
And you know what? Here's the thing. Everybody pays a ton of money for the proposal, for engagement dinner, marriage, the ceremony, the after party, the honeymoon. It's all bullshit. Why would you cut back on the bullshit?
That's
what I think.
Yeah, well, again, a lot of these people do things for YouTube purposes. I think, if you're at like a Cubs game, and you tell your beloved to look at the big screen, and then it's like, I don't know, Jane, will you marry me? And then she can tell all of her stupid friends, oh, look what Tony did. And then, you have that memory. You're on SportsCenter or something. I think people want to do that shit because they have to include the world into their fucking lives that I don't care about. Like, Tony, if let's say Tony gets married. I'm not going to your fucking wedding, Tony. I'm glad that you found happiness, but leave me out of it. Why do I have to be involved? I don't care what gender your children are either. So cut that shit out too.
I agree.
Here's my suggestion to this Austin guy. I'm saying take her to her favorite restaurant, give her a fucking ring. That's how you should make it special. Give her a fucking ring, say will you marry me or just tap out. Hand her a ring and just start tapping out because that's what you've done. After 11 years, you clearly don't want to get married. She wants to. You've tapped out. Correct?
Yeah, you've lost. Another thing, though, is if you're going to this restaurant, don't pull this bullshit where you get on your knee and you make this whole scene in front of everybody. We want to enjoy our meal, okay? We don't give a shit about what you're doing. Say it quietly. Slide the ring across the table and say, hey, you wouldn't mind marrying me very much. That's it.
Yeah, I'm not...
Rocky from Rocky 2, that's it.
Don't expect me to put down my Frosty and clap for you because you decided to come to Wendy's and get married. That. No. But by the way, if you are going to take her to a restaurant and do this, I suggest Wendy's. It's a...
it's not too loud. It's not like McDonald's where there's a bunch of homeless dudes hanging around. It's like the perfect marriage of family and urban. So I'd say Wendy's.
Urban.
there's not many homeless people there.
Yeah. For those of you who don't speak Tony, he's talking about black people, I think. I think that's what he...
No. Homeless people. Just homeless people. We got a bunch of them that hang out by the McDonald's by my job in LaGrange.
You heard it here first, people. Tony from LaGrange feels that every homeless person is black. You heard it here first, people. Breaking news.
There's a couple of Oriental ones.
Next question. Next email. Let's get out of here. This is from a young lady named Heather. I think I'm addicted to being in a relationship. I started dating when I was 15. I'm 26 now, and I've never been single for more than a month.
Oh my God.
Is this healthy? Should I take some time to be alone? Thanks, Heather. This is kind of like, I think Heather might be dating our last email. I think she might be dating Austin.
Yeah, if they're not, they should.
Yeah, that's maybe Heather and whatever Austin's girlfriend's name is should get together, because they seem like they are they love commitment. So this person wants to know if it's healthy. Is it healthy or I don't think it's unhealthy technically, but
I think it's unhealthy.
You think she's
let
a crazy?
Me tell you why. I think that I have a half sister. I'm gonna use it. Only half. She pulled this bullshit, okay? From one person to the next person, and it's all the same. It all ends the same. Take some time, relax, don't jump into the next thing. Because you're going to make all these crazy decisions that, it's going to lead ultimately to bullshit. So take some time, relax, don't jump into another relationship until you're ready. Don't do it because you're lonely or some shit.
Wow, Tony's giving actual advice on this bullshit show. You understand? See what happened there? He stepped it up a notch, guys. I'm gonna shit on her instead of helping her. I mean, don't you enjoy just going to the movies by yourself every once in a while? Don't you enjoy just coming home and eating an entire meal while like hovered over the sink? Like, you can't get away with that shit when you're in a relationship. You can't do any of this shit. You can't be alone. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, Heather? I know sometimes I yell at them, and I know they can't respond technically, but I still like to.
Another thing is like when you're binging a show, you gotta wait for the other person to catch up. You can't just go at your own pace.
That's true. Did you? It sounds like you have some experience. Like it sounds like you said a minute ago that you were single. Are you single because you just don't want to be bothered while watching television?
Yes, exactly.
You kind of jumped the gun, but we have a whole situation in our next email about movie talkers.
Oh God.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess. Listen, honestly, I wouldn't say that wanting to be in a relationship is necessarily unhealthy. But maybe if it doesn't really fucking matter who the other person is, you just want to be in. If you're addicted to being in a relationship, That's bad news. But if you just if you're more comfortable in a relationship and it happens, but God damn it can't happen. She's only been single no longer than a month, Tony. That's kind of insane, right?
That is insane. I don't know. I would take some time off, go on a vacation, go on a cruise or something, go to Nicaragua.
I would. I mean, stay at home and put a puzzle together, for Christ's sake. Do some. I mean, you.
Yeah.
She's constantly with someone. Plus, there's lots of times in your life where I think. You truly can't enjoy yourself, or you can't get the most out of life if you are in a relationship. She's 16. She's 17. That means high school. That means college. Those are the times when you're supposed to fuck anything and everything. Those are the times when you're supposed to be, and you're locked up with someone. How is that fun for you to be stuck with someone in sophomore year of college? You should be sucking. You should be fucking. This is what you should be doing. You shouldn't be picking out duvet covers with your boyfriend. Shouldn't happen.
True.
I don't even know what a duvet cover is.
I don't either.
I think it has something to do with something to do with a bed, I think. I think it's part of a sheet situation. I don't know. Maybe it's a doily. Moving on. Yeah, Heather, stay alone. Take a year off. How about that? Take a year. Make a list, Heather. Make a list. Of all the shit you want to do, that's like a solo, alone person thing, and then like a bucket list, and just take a year and fucking accomplish some of that shit, and see how you feel. It's not the end of the world, right? Apparently, you're like the most desirable woman ever, and you can't not be in a relationship. Apparently, people are gonna be there in a year waiting for you. Take a year off. I don't know. Read a book. Do something. God damn it. Yeah, you're unhealthy, Heather. All right, moving on. Next question. Here we go, buddy. I hate my job. I hate my job. My boss is, and I'm reading this as it was written. This person wants us to believe that they are from the UK, and I'm calling bullshit immediately. So I hate my job. My boss is a wanker, and my coworkers are terrible. I could probably find another job, but I have worked here for 5 years and have become complacent. Motivate me to quit this place and find something better. And then she starts the email with wanker, and she ends it by saying, "Thanks, Rebecca from San Bernardino." I've been to San Bernardino. No one in San Bernardino uses the word wanker. You're a pretentious cunt. That's just me. It's unrelated. We're going to give you some advice, Rebecca, but unrelated to that, you are a pretentious cunt. And listen, you should be fine with me calling you a cunt because you like to throw wanker around. So I feel like you're living the UK lifestyle, and cunt's just another word over there. Those people are crazy. All right, Tony. She wants some motivation.
All right, well, I'm going to give you some motivation, some advice, and a means to make some money in the end of this.
I already don't like where this is going, just to let you know.
If I was this person, especially in today's climate, I would just go ahead and try to bait one of the dudes at work and, you know, put out a social media post in the aftermath. So you guys know what I'm talking about. And then I would take it to court. Obviously, he'd lose. You'd get some money. You'd quit your job. And you'd be able to live happily ever after. You wouldn't have to work again. You'd be living off that sweet settlement money.
Well, she sounds like she wants to work. She just wants to work someplace else.
Oh, well, yeah. I, you know what? I was just,
You're telling her to Me Too somebody. You're telling her to fake Me Too somebody. And I don't know if that's the right... Listen, I don't know if that's the right advice to give this young lady. Again, wanker. I mean, I don't know. She's obviously not a great person. I'm not taking her side too much, but don't.
That's what I thought you'd be capable of doing.
Don't fake Me Too. Don't fake Me Too, people. Oh, listen, this is the advice from Tony. That's him. I'm telling you now, do not fake Me Too anyone. Don't do that. If you get Me Too'd, then Me Too. But do not fake Me Too. But she says she wants to get another job, and she could get another job. She just got lazy and complacent. So I don't know. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to tell you how to get motivated. You're going to get motivated. You're going to find another job doing exactly what you're fucking doing right now, working for roughly the same wanker that you're working for now, with the same shitty coworkers you're working with now. And in 6 months, you're going to be emailing another stupid podcast saying, these are wankers too. You need no motivation to have the exact same life someplace else down the road. What the fuck are you trying to change?
You're going to wish she took my advice.
She's not going to Me Too someone, Tony, no. I have to fucking edit all of this out. Do not fake Me Too. God damn it.
You know what, though? Realistically, if I was this girl, honestly, you just have to do what everybody does. You know, either power through it and realize we all have those days where we don't want to go to work, or, again, just put in a notice and find a new job and find a way to spark that energy that you need to... go
to
your everyday job.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to motivate yourself, really, to find a new job is to just fucking quit the job you have and then realize you have bills to pay. Like, that's
do that first.
Yeah, that's really old school solid motivation. Rent is expensive, and you no longer have a job. So that might motivate you to find something new. But, again... If you're motivated just to find the exact same situation, why leave that? Why? And by the way, why would you hire someone why would you hire someone in San Bernardino that calls people wankers? There's obviously some problems with Rebecca.
Well, maybe she was born in the UK and lives in San Bernardino.
You know what? I don't know where you're coming from, Tony. First, you're telling her to Me Too people, and then now you're defending this person who uses wanker. I don't know where you stand. You're going all over the place here. At least with Jinx, when he gives me shitty advice and stuff like that, at least he takes a stand. You're flipping, Tony, and you're flopping. I want you to know this. Flipping and flopping. So Tony's saying you're a flip-flopper. Is this true, Heather? Send us an email. Let us know. Why would you leave the UK to go to San Bernardino? Why is that your choice? Have you been to San Bernardino, Tony?
I have not. I've only been to to Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, San Bernardino's it's close to Los Angeles. Like if you want to make a, like, you're not going to make a movie in San Bernardino, but you can make a couple pornos.
Yeah, you know, my friend has a dream. Like, he's out there. He's nuts, but he's mentioned San Bernardino. He talks about this, where, like, a lot of these big companies are, because he wants to direct porn. But, you know, that's all I know about it.
He wants to be the Steven Spielberg of pornography?
He does. You know, he's at the, film school, he actually wrote a script. You know, we're all told to write these screenplays. It was a short film, though, and it was just, he wrote a fake version of himself. It was obviously himself, and he was in a porno, and it was pretty much a rip-off of Boogie Nights, except he didn't know, he just ripped off Boogie Nights.
So he accidentally, why didn't he just write a porn? Sounds like that's what he wants to do. Just write a porn.
It was damn near level porn, man. All our professors are just like, man, this dude wrote some hardcore sex scenes in here. We can't, like, read this in front of the class and spread notes and shit. It's just talking about him going down with some chick who's like his math teacher or something.
And that man, that student, is Brett Ratner.
Yeah, it is Brett
Ratner. Yeah, Tony doesn't like the name drop, but he went to school with Brett Ratner, who tried to write a porno for his thesis or whatever. I've never been to film school.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what
he's
that entails.
He's down on himself because he just did Hercules and didn't make money. But, he's got more to be down on himself now.
Did Brett Ratner do Hercules?
I think so. I think he did do Hercules before. That was the last movie he did, I think.
Hey, I know Hollywood pays attention to this podcast, so I'm going to give you some free advice, Hollywood. There's a few properties that we don't want. We've collectively decided that we do not want. We don't want a Hercules movie. Don't make them anymore. We also don't want Robin Hood. Please stop making those movies. We do not care about these characters for some reason. Please stop it.
Dan, you know what's so stupid about it, though, too, is they keep making these movies, and none of them make money. What Robin Hood movie ever made money?
The Costner one probably made money.
I'm pretty sure that bombed, too. Yeah, people liked it because it's, you know, it's funny. In an ironic way. I don't know. Kevin Costner's not the best actor in the world, but, like, I'm pretty sure that movie bombed, too.
I will allow a lot of things to happen on this podcast. I will allow you to make fun of the listeners. I will allow you to make fun of the people emailing in. I will allow you to shit on me. And by all means, shit on Jinx, please. But you will not come here to this show and besmirch the good name of Kevin Costner. Now, you take it back right now.
But he was a man of steel.
You take it back right now. Take it back.
You know, I did like him in... What's that movie with the wolves?
The one where he danced with them?
Yeah, that one.
That movie was called Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. That's a good one. Right.
I'm hearing a lot of things today, but I didn't hear I Take It Back. Anyway, that's okay. If you wanna shit on him, that's totally fine. All right, we did it. We made it to the end. I think we helped exactly no one today, but we did use... Yeah.
I helped the UK girl a lot. I think she should take my advice.
I don't know if you did. I think you helped the UK girl. Rebecca, by the way. Wanker Rebecca. So we did it. Anything else? Would you like to plug your YouTube channel? Would you like to plug where you might be having lunch today? Anything? Do you have something to plug, Tony?
Well, today I'll be eating lunch at this place called Q Barbecue. It's located on LaGrange Road, south of Grange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. You guys can check out me on YouTube. You don't have to. Not that great. It's called Good for Nothing Rascal. I just talk about a lot of bullshit. I make fun of people for liking shitty movies sometimes, even though I enjoy shitty movies myself. And that's about it. That's about all I do.
Yeah, you. I don't know if it's your most recent video or not, but you recently defended Halloween Resurrection. And I like the video because not only did you defend Halloween Resurrection, but you also shit on Halloween Resurrection the entire time you were defending it. And I was pretty... Like, I'm a fan of shitting on things, but I've never been able to defend slash shit on something at the same time. So I was quite impressed. I was quite impressed with that. So check him out on YouTube. What is it called again? Dirty Rotten Scoundrel, right? No?
No. It is a play in that title. It's Good for Nothing Rascal.
Good for Nothing Rascal. I got it completely wrong. But follow, I'll put a link to the YouTube page in this episode. By the way, Tony was eating at this place called Q 2 weeks ago when this episode was recorded. Not today.
Yes.
Yeah. So who knows where he's eating today? As you listen to this, he might be back at Wendy's. Who knows? Anyway, dip your fries in the Frosties. Tony, thanks for joining me. People, thanks for listening. Anything else to add?
That's it. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yep. All right, bye, guys. So this is the part where we just randomly talk about nothing, and then hopefully something that we say is funny, and I'm gonna put that at the end of the show after the music, and maybe.
Do you really think he's gonna take my advice about the Me Too stuff?
No, I don't think they listen to the show.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I mean, there's no. We have not put a disclaimer here, but we do not want you to bring us your problems. We would like you to bring us your bullshit problems so that we can make fun of it for comedy purposes. We are not here to help. If you are on the verge of suicide, I don't know, call a fucking number. Don't talk to me and Jinx. Wait 2.5 weeks to hear the response. Don't do that. This is just... Well... You know what? I gotta put a fucking disclaimer.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.